Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is December the 14th. The third Thursday in the month of December. Happy December, happy Thursday. Actually, happy holidays. I pray you are ready for the holidays. You know, this is the reason for the season. Jesus is the reason for the season. And God wants us to have joy in spite of. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. We are in that season where my new book is launched and it is available right now. Somebody say right now, Resuscitate the Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. I'm so excited. I had a book launch this past weekend and it was just very successful. And I want you to definitely to order your book, and you can find more information on our website, www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, we are in a new month of December. I know I missed a few weeks there. It's a lot kind of going on in my life, taking care of my husband, being a caregiver. But we're talking about joy this month. We're talking about joy. And this week's episode is called The Oil of Joy. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, you know, before we get things started, I always love starting out with a quote or poem. And this week, actually, I'm going to start with the scripture. And I'm going to Hebrews 1 and 9. And I'm going to read different translations because the translations really minister, you know, kind of different things and kind of give you a better outlook on or idea, I would say, on what the word is saying. So Hebrews 1:9, the King James Version says, Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. New Living Translation says, You love justice and hate evil. Therefore, O God, your God has anointed you, pouring out the oil of joy on you more than anyone else. The last translation I found is from New Century Version. It says, You love right and you hate evil. So God has chosen you among your friends. He has set you apart with much joy. And I actually like this last one, the New Century Version. It states, you love right, and you hate evil, and God has chosen you from among your friends. He set you apart with much joy. You have been set apart with the oil of joy, or as it says, much joy. And so that's, you know, God anoints with the oil of gladness or joy. And this oil of joy refers to the joy of the Holy Spirit. And it, you know, it could also be called the spirit of joy originating from the Holy Spirit. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing when you think about the scripture. But in the natural, that's just not how you feel. You know, in the natural, joy is never put in the same pile as trials and tribulations, right? Joy is never, you know, it doesn't seem it correlates with when you're experiencing grief and when you're experiencing loss, trauma, setback, abuse, or anything that doesn't make you feel like having joy. But the joy that the scriptures are referring to are not based on your emotions and not based on the circumstances. And, you know, but it in the natural, it just seems like an oxymoron to have joy when you're staring down something dire in your life, something overwhelming, something that doesn't seem fair, something where there is no cure, something that you don't have an answer for. And God wants you to know that He chose you. He anointed you among others and set you apart to have an oil of gladness. And so, you know, in my life right now, you know, I've talked about this before, you know, my husband has cancer and it's spreading rapidly in his brain. And it is a very dire situation. And in the midst, you know, of these past few weeks, I had a few friends of mine who prayed over me. And the one thing that they kept saying is they wanted me to have an oil of joy, an oil of gladness, you know. But to operate with an oil of joy, right, I have to let go of my emotions. I have to let go of how I humanly feel. I cannot connect the oil of joy with my circumstances. And one of my friends said, she says, honey, I want you to learn how to dance in the valley. And I'm like, "Woo! How do you do that? How do you dance in the valley, right?" And this is a challenging place. It's a challenging place for me. And it may be a challenging place for where you are right now. But God said in His word in John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble. But what? Take heart. Believe me, baby girl. Believe me, my son. I have overcome the world. Now, you know, there is no question that in this life, we will go through things that seem absolutely unfair. But in the midst of it all, God has already overcome it for us. In the midst of it all, you know, in the midst of it all, you know, joy comes in the morning. In the midst of it all, God is with us to dance with us in the valley. In the midst of it all, we're never alone in the valley, right? Although we may be walking through the shadow of death, we're never alone. In the midst of it all, it is the Holy Spirit, it is the Paraclete that can endue us with joy. In the midst of it all, you know, you may have sorrow today, but no one can take the joy, your joy away from you. In the midst of it all, you can have joy in these difficult places. But in these difficult places, you have to be united with the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit's joy that is enduing you to give you that supernatural joy. It's not man-made. It's not based on our human emotions. It's not based on our circumstances, because our circumstances will never give us joy. But it is a supernatural joy that the Holy Spirit can give you when you surrender your will and you become one with the Holy Spirit, when you are united with God. And I had someone ask me, how, you know, just the other day, she said, "Marisha, how are you even functioning? Right? How are you even functioning when you know your husband's prognosis is not good?" And I said, humanly, right? You know, I said, you know, I understand from a human perspective. I don't know. I don't have the answer. I don't know how I'm making it one day to the other. But the one thing that I do know, the one thing that I have learned, I would say over these past 7 years of my life, and that is to spread my wings, right? When I spread my wings, I am surrendering my will to the Holy Spirit. I am allowing the Holy Spirit to carry me and guide me over this storm. And, you know, you get tired of flapping. You get tired of trying to do things on your own, trying to figure it out, trying to make things happen, right? And you get tired, but when you spread your wings, when you surrender to the Holy Spirit, when you are united and connected with the Holy Spirit together in love, joy, peace, and harmony, it becomes easier to have the mind of Christ. It becomes easier to allow the Holy Spirit to guide you over the storm. It becomes easier for you to allow the wind of the Holy Spirit to carry you through. Amen. And so it's the same thing, right? And Jesus had to display in his earthly life, right? It's the same beautiful disposition, right, of surrender. And I'm telling you, this is the place where God wants us to be. He wants us to have the oil of joy. Whew, where did the time go? I didn't have a lot today, but I tell you, I'm thankful that God chose me. And I encourage you to know that God chose you for this assignment, just like he chose me. And when you're chosen, sometimes the assignment requires you to believe on a greater level. It requires you to fly on a higher level, right? When you have to spread your wings and take that jump, it requires you to jump from higher places. It requires you to relinquish your human capabilities and rely on the Holy Spirit, our comforter, our paraclete, to guide us to truth. And what is the truth is that God will never give us more than we can bear. Others will be in awe of what you've gone through, but God knew you could handle it, just like he did Job. He said to Satan, "Have you considered my friend Job? Have you considered my friend Marisha? God, and put your name in it. Have you considered your name?" God knew that Job would pass the test, and he knows that you will too. And so be encouraged today. I pray that God pours and saturates you and me with so much joy, that he will pour it all out and it will flow onto other people, and other people will know that God did it. God is the answer. God is able. God is more than able. God is the one who can hold you up to stand, to move forward, and to believe beyond measure. And when you've reached your saturation capacity, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to receive, because nothing God does is wasted. And he will get the glory from your story. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. And also, you want to get our new book, While Supplies Last, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma from within. Maybe you yourself are healed and you're walking in wholeness right now, but maybe you have a friend, maybe you have a loved one who are still dealing with their trauma and they need the oil of joy. Go to our website. Again, it's www.IamTheLionessQueen.com. Until next time, let's live residue-free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen and amen.